It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. WNYC videographer and photographer Amy Pearl and reporter Janet Babin are making their way up the Jersey Shore and out onto Montauk at the tip of Long Island in advance of the Memorial Day holiday weekend, checking in on those communities' readiness for the busy summer season after Hurricane Sandy last October. They spent some time in Seabright, where the Atlantic Ocean beckoned and a group of friends tried to decide who would go into the water first.
Do it. Come on, polar bear plunge. Come on. It's January 1st, you'll jump in, but you won't jump in now.
Jump in again.
Come on.
WNYC's Janet Babin joins me now. Hi, Janet.
Hey, Amy.
I know it's warm out. It's about 77 degrees, but the water's still pretty cold. Did anyone go in?
You know, they did. I think this cold spring has a lot of people just eager for summer to begin, and we found this group on the beach, and one guy did go in, Michael Barish from Red Bank. He was the one trying to coax his friend to go in, too. Barish and this group are regulars at Seabright beaches. They're from Red Bank, but they've been coming to Seabright for years, and they do notice that the town looks different post-Sandy.
Finally, some businesses are opening. But, I mean, if the majority of them don't open for the Memorial Day weekend, it's going to ruin their whole summer. And people will still come, but it's not going to be the same.
And, you know, this is a problem in Seabright, Amy. A lot of businesses remain closed. It's on, it's a little hamlet, but a state road, 36, runs right through it. And it's just over the seawall are much of the businesses, and a lot of them are still closed. Even the hotel we're at, Fairbanks Motel and Marina, it was basically a construction zone. There were more workers than guests, though it is open, and they're trying to get as many rooms open as possible for the Memorial Day weekend.
Sandy Hook Beach is just up the road from Seabright. Were you able to visit and get a sense of how that part of the shore fared?
We did. We stopped at Gateway National Recreation Area. Park officials told us three of the six beaches would be open for the weekend. There is a bit of a snafu, though. No toilets, only porta-potties, because the sewage plant there was damaged in the October storm, and it is not expected back online for months.
All right, so bring extra toilet paper and handy wipes if you're going to the Gateway National Recreation Area on Sandy Hook Beach. Many people who visit these areas come by ferry and stay in Seabright or the nearby town of Highlands. How's recovery going there?
Well, Highlands is experiencing a slow recovery. About 1,000 homes there, 1,000 have to be elevated, raised up on stilts an average of 10 feet in order to comply with FEMA standards. We had a story on today about the mayor of the borough, Frank Nolan, wanting to raise up, as in elevate that whole town. But in the meantime, people are trying to figure out what to do. Some are moving forward with raising up their homes. We met Regina Yahara Splain, and her home is right next to a marina there in Highlands. It got slammed by a boat, and now she's trying to raise it up, but she says the town's permitting process is like a labyrinth of procedures.
After Katrina, there should have been a handbook on how to raise the homes and what to do. And we have a small town here, and our guys are overwhelmed.
Now, Amy, you can hear in her voice that she's sounding very overwhelmed and desperate. And we're starting to hear of what some shore residents or coastal residents are calling a false recovery. People are telling us that while the message is come to the shore, everything's back, everything's open, they feel like they're the shore and they're not being helped out as much as the tourism industry, perhaps.
One more quick question, Janet. You've been up and down the coast since Sandy hit. You've done this trip before. Does it feel like these shore residents have a point? Are the residential areas still pretty hammered?
Well, Amy, you do see pockets of this where little, if any, progress has been made since Sandy, and we're trying to pinpoint why. In some cases, it's residents waiting on permits or waiting for insurance to come through. You know, towns are so overwhelmed, but many residents are starting to feel like they're an afterthought here.
WNYC's Janet Babin. Thanks so much, Janet.
Thank you, Amy.
Janet and Amy Pearl are doing a coast check ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. We'd like to see and hear your beach memories. You can pin your old photos and memories onto a map we've created at WNYC.org. You can follow Janet and Amy on Twitter as they make their way up the New Jersey and New York coast to Montauk on the tip of Long Island. Follow them with the hashtag #CoastCheck. This is WNYC.